Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello, everyone. This is Diane, and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels the civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Just to let you know, it's February the 13th, 2014. It's 11:01 a.m. Also, you can look up Fifth Dimensional Living on Facebook. Please go to www.facebook.com/fifth dimensional. And the fifth is a capital letter, and dimensional is a capital letter, but they all run together. So you can look up the different shows that we're having and go back and listen to some of the shows that we have on Fifth Dimensional Living. We're also streaming live on Blog Talk. And please, to find out more information about Earth Angels Radio, which Fifth Dimensional Living broadcasts off on Blog Talk, please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out more about the different shows that we have here on Earth Angels Radio. And we're also streaming live on Impact Player Music Nation, so please go to www.ipmnation.com. And you can find out about the many radio hosts and hostesses that we have also on that radio network. I believe that, you know, they have me as Wednesdays because they used to do the Wednesday show, but if you hit on the link and go look it up for Thursdays, which I do the show, then you'll get the live link, okay? I'll put it in the chat right now. I'll go back and do that. So what are we doing today? I do things in the moment, so before I do the show, I have an idea, but it can change very quickly according to who's listening and what is going on in the moment for humanity. So it gets pretty interesting. It can change rather quickly and change suddenly. When you're listening, you can participate in the broadcast if you'd like. It's a live show, and they do get archived, though, but if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-200-4169. So please feel free to do that and press 1 to get into the queue, okay, if you want to speak to me. I woke up with the words this morning, begin to dream the dream, and I kind of had a really unusual vision this morning, you know, in the tween time when you're between dream time and wake time. I was seeing myself putting two potatoes together, and I will talk a little bit about what that means. And then I was seeing the number when I was putting together 104. And, you know, I was just, when I woke up, I was correlating the numbers 52 and 52. And then someone called me right after that when I was still in vision, and they said they were on the 404. Heading to Toronto. And when I went back into vision, it said they add up. And I got the number 508 came to me. So I'll talk, if I have time, a little bit about that. So it's the time to begin to dream the dream, to go beyond, you know, the creation or to the manifestation or the creative energy, but actually doing it, okay? We're going into that. Also this week, on Monday, there was a big change in energy, and I want to talk about that also. See how it fits in with what I'm going to be talking today. You know, I do energy work. I do balance in this realm, and it's all interesting. But for humanity right now, it's a time of deep soul searching. And, you know, it's a magical time. You know, the black moons that I was talking about a couple weeks ago and a little bit last week that happened, the second one, January 30th, 31st, depending on where you are in the world, it was in Aquarius. So, and I was talking a lot about water. So please go back to last week's show. You know, that was on February the 6th. It has a lot of information about... you know, the Leo full moon on Valentine's Day tomorrow and about many of the other things that are really important to this and pertinent to this time. So please plug in February the 6th, 11 a.m. Thursday, and my name is Diane Buchberger, and there's Earth Angels Radio and Fifth Dimensional Living, and that show should come up for you. So the number 23 is coming up for me also. Okay, let's just see now. It's a time of guidance for a lot of people, you know, people that have been shining their light. They kind of felt a fall in it, and they didn't know how to get back on track. So I've been helping a lot of light workers recently to get back in their high frequency of light. January the 23rd is coming up to be a time of higher dimensional fields that they're opening up. You know, I talked about the forehead chakra over the last two shows. I think that must have been on the 30th, the show that I did the 30th. Anyway, please go back to that show too and plug in the things that I said. So you can always go back and listen to this show in the archives to find out more about that. You know, I did talk a lot about the throat and the forehead chakra and what's been going on with humanity and how on April 21st, 2014, how the throat chakra is really going to be opening up for humanity and speaking the truth, but many people already have it open. It's all about blending opposing energy right now and getting us out of polarity and going from a flat plane of existence into the globe of life for humanity right now. You know, February the 6th was an interesting time. It was when the Mercury retrograde starts. It's going to be going to February the 28th. And it's a time to go within, and it's a time to look back and see what hasn't worked. And, you know, I talked a lot about that on last week's show, so please go back and refer to that show. Plug in February the 6th, 2014, Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Buchberger, and the time, 11 a.m. So, you know, Mercury retrograde is a time for us to go within. And this time it's also about creating balance. And, you know, opening up the chakras. You know, when we open up higher chakras, it opens up the lower chakras more. And it also triggers even higher chakras. So it's like a domino effect. I was talking with a lady on the show last week, and she said, you know, that she's had all this information fired at her. And, you know, each thing individually kind of made sense. But now we're going into a time where there's more perception, going into the globe of life when we're not seeing things in a flat way or a linear sort of way. We're seeing it in a circular sort of way, and everything connects and joins up. Like there's a center to everything, and the oneness is getting very strong. You know, it's also about seeing the new reality. You know, people are telling me momentarily they see something and they see the new reality. They see what's here. It's a birthing process. It's opening up ourselves changing from the 3D view that we've had for so long, or many people have had, because I do live in fifth dimensional consciousness. It's about opening the layers and opening up your perception to the dimensions within. And when we do that, it also opens up us up to being able to have access to, you know, the dimensional, the multi-dimensional energy that we are all a part of. It's funny this week, you know, just strange, funny. I talked last week about it's going to be strange times, you know, like different things are going to be happening. And one of the things that I found really interesting this week was that Shirley Temple passed away a few days ago, and then Sid Caesar died yesterday, February the 12th. He was 91 and she was 85. And, you know, these, I've been seeing a lot of different numbers repeating themselves. And, you know, a lot of people now are choosing to take their leave of this realm. But the two people that left this week, they're the highest caliber in humanity. You know, one person entertained as a child and went on to be a diplomat and did a lot for the world. And Sid Caesar started basically television when television first started, and the communication and comedy, all, you know, both bringing joy to the world. And this is a time, even though it's intense and heavy at times, we got to keep in that joy, okay? This is just a message and a reminder for us to keep in our joy and keep in our light, and not to let other people and energy especially bring us down. So the full moon Leo and Valentine's Day and the Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, you know, this is shocking. There's shocking things can happen. I talked about this last week. We're recreating the new reality, the new old reality, and going into a higher reality. And Saturn in Scorpio pushes us into this. And, you know, we're opening ourselves into the oneness. It's showing that we're going in, you know, the Olympics right now. It's a really interesting time. You know, Canada is second in the standings and has been for a few days now, and I'm Canadian. But I just think that's interesting because there were three sisters who won medals. I think there was a fourth sister. This is in skiing. And they were all feeling for her. And the world was seeing these sisters. And, you know, they're like the sweethearts of the planet right now. So the feminine energy is strong right now. You know, we're opening up to the age of Aquarius. We're opening up to that feminine energy. You know, there's a lot of surprises that may be happening, and I talked about that last week, and things that we don't think that could be doable that will be doable. You know, the Aquarius, it makes things amazing. You know, somebody is going to do something brave. There's also the alchemy of ice and change right now. There's places like Atlanta that are getting snow right now that don't normally get snow. I talked last week about the green horse, the transmutation quick energy in the Chinese New Year. This is supposed to bring quick transformation, and it's also the water energy. There's a lot of signs in the water signs right now, and it's about, you know, transmutating and change, and about the balance, though, and I talked about that, the fire. Have been going to places where there's been ocean water and water and doing a lot of healing work, and I live near a lot of water. But also my balance is the horse and the fire. So it's interesting the way these things are all coming out right now. You know, I talked about that new moon, that black moon, the 31st, the new moon in Aquarius, bringing, you know, magic and change. And so many things are happening. You know, I also talk quite frequently about the Uranus-Pluto squares and the great change and the transmutation, you know, that is going on with each one of these, with the expansion of the chakras, and how, you know, each time we have one of these squares come up, and we're going into the fifth square, April the 21st, that there's a retrograde before it, and we go back and look at things, and then we change things and expand. It's about the transmutation energy, the water energy, the sweat, blood, horse, you know, the balance of alchemy. And, you know, I talked about that on last week's show, so please go back. And, you know, at one time we had the fire and, you know, ascension happened, but with the water and the water signs that are being showing up right now, we're able to go and go through ascension still remaining in physical form. So this is the first time that's gone on for eons. You know, also, you know, I was talking about that horse and the Chinese horse this year and how quick's transmutation and power. And, you know, it all happened on the 31st and the black moon, the magic. You know, this Leo full moon is about the steam, the transmutation, the water, and the fire, okay? And I'll try to talk a little bit more about that. It's about the heat within, the shape-shifting, the water to balance, the freedom. It's a freedom time with the horse running loose, but it's controlled with, you know, the Capricorn and the Aquarius and the Pisces signs. You know, the change within the horse so many times has represented change within society. When man tamed the horse, they were able to travel at faster speeds, and the oneness happened. They were able to communicate and get together with other people. You know, the computers are similar to that. You know, prior to this, the world wasn't as global. Computers and, you know, social networks and ways of connecting with people, it's making those things more rapid. And this is really going to get underway more. You know, I also talked last week about reusing the horse energy to bring us closer together and save energy. You know, reusing horses to plow fields and to ride. You know, this may happen. There may be big, big changes. You know, the flying horse shows big changes. So if you have the flying horse as your sign, you can look that up. The horse represents clairvoyance. You know, I was talking about the head, forehead chakra and how things are shifting. It allows us to discover the magic. You know, once the forehead chakra opens, it allows us to discover the magic we have within and the manifestation we have within. And I talked a lot about that on last week's show, too. You know, there's great movement and travel in the Olympics. People are coming from all over the world. This is an amazing year. You know, I also talked a great deal about water and the alchemy of water last week. But, you know, it's so important right now to drink a lot of water when you're meditating or doing any type of energy work or getting yourself in high frequency for that matter, because a lot of the water or moisture in your body shifts into the nervous system. And so your physical body only carries 60% water instead of 80, right at this point in time anyway. And it's about shifting into crystalline form. And with the crystalline water, you know, you can put energy into water and drink crystalline water. And I've talked about artesian well water becoming crystalline. Just with thought and attention, you can, you know, change water. And it's always good to drink water at 4 degrees, because that's when it's at its most mystical and magical form. So when you have your body's shifting and your water's crystalline in your body, it's easier to manifest, okay? Now, this T-square formation that's going on right now is showing great changes. It's also a time of adjusting, seeing things one way and then seeing them the other. You know, the Uranus-Pluto squares are shattering our reality, and we're recreating right now. This is the year of manifestation and, you know, recreation, but it's also going to change very quickly tomorrow, where we're actually do the doing. You know, up to now, it's been the reflection of the reflection. You know, 3D is a reflection, a very distorted reflection of 5D, because each of the realities are reflections of one another. Now for humanity also, it's about the journey and the awakening. And going beyond the curious and going beyond the fear, going into love, living in the moment. It's about being active. Go for it. Go without fear. And that's the horse energy. And also the Leo energy, the Leo full moon. I talked last week about divine service. You know, some people may feel the calling to go into divine service, like the lady I was talking with last week, and, you know, myself. So, you know, the higher chakras are starting to open up, and, you know, even higher chakras are going to be opening up. So a lot of amazing things are happening right now. You know, I've been seeing things on television about the feminine energy and the male energy and the laughter. There was a show on television, it's called Banshee, but it's about some, you know, really distorted things on the planet. And this one lady, particular lady on the show, she tried to destroy the masculine energy that was distorted. And she ended up having to go to jail and ended up creating a hell for herself. And when she came out, it was really funny at the beginning of the show, she saw this unicorn at a market and she was going to buy it for her daughter. And she ended up leaving it for her daughter. But she went somewhere with this man to a beautiful house out in the country and was going to live an idyllic life. And to me, it showed that many, many people were doing that. And then there was kind of a fall and a rude awakening, and the distortion tried to come back, okay? But we were able to get a handle on it, and, you know, we're opening ourselves, or humanity is opening themselves up more to this. And I had a vision where I was in an elevator, and then all of a sudden it started to fall really rapidly, and my daughter was in it with me. And I was able to stop it with pure divine love within myself, shift it to the left, and it had protective energy, the feminine divine energy over us. And I took it to mean that we actually went on to the horizontal axis, which is where the higher realms exist, and where actually the ancient ones and the divine energy exist at, you know, where humanity and most of humanity is not. But we were able to touch it, so humanity has been open up to that. I also have talked about the article Revolution Revelation about the Uranus-Pluto squares. And, you know, a little bit more about what that entails, about the 138 cycle. And, you know, I think it was 1964, 65, and 66 were times that are basically reflections of what's going on right now. It's just stepping it up a little bit. You know, the Mercury retrograde is the time where we're really looking at things right now. We're really opening ourselves up, and we're taking that journey within. It's the quickening, the fast awakening now. You know, I've told people a couple weeks ago on the show, I'm just going to take a drink of water, February 18th, after that, there's going to be fast awakening. So right now, it's putting the intention up to awakening, to seeing the bigger picture, to having more perception. And everything and the knowing, you know, that opens up when you open up the forehead chakra and the crown chakra and connecting with Source. It's going to be a very strange but magical time. You know, I talked last week about, you know, seeing or going to pick up these shoes that I had to have for a party, but the guy moved, and where he moved was right where the vortex is in this area. It's a massive vortex. And it needed balancing, the masculine and feminine energy. It was a very masculine vortex, but it became more feminized. And I think, you know, I know that a whole bunch of vortices around the planet did the same thing. But, you know, it's all about maintaining that balance and that energy. And then over the weekend, there was big changes, and on Monday, there was a little bit of that falling. But, you know, our thoughts can change everything and manifest. And I'm a strong manifester, so I was able to create balance with that. You know, the dream that I had, or the vision I had this morning about the potatoes. Potatoes represent the nurturing of the inner life. You know, I was seeing humanity opening themselves up, the inner aspect of themselves, to be able to open themselves up and to expand. So that is a really, really good sign. You know, even though there was this fall in consciousness somewhat for a very brief period of time, and it actually... Sometimes when you fall back and you go through that retrograde, it actually gives you the impetus to see things in a different way or to touch things in a different way to propel you forward, even in a more intense sort of way. You know, so the horse did represent that. The sun opposite the moon square Saturn in Scorpio has been going on since October of 2012. And the Saturn is moving from, you know, it's 11 degrees on February the 13th, and it's, it was at 11 degrees, and it's falling to 4 degrees, and it's coming back up to 23 degrees, where it's going to sit. You know, it's going there now to 23 degrees. It's going to sit there the whole month of February and March. And 23 is a very magical number. It's a high alchemy number. I believe Carol Guy had shows on it. I've talked about it. And I don't really want to get into it, but I just want to let you know that that number is figuring pretty high. But this number is sitting still at 23. So now we're in a really high alchemy period. So that's why I'm seeing, you know, the alchemy of great transmutational change right now, especially for the ancient ones right now. You know, I've talked about being an ancient one. Right now, the ancient ones are really going to go through a massive transmutation, but in a good way. You know, also on, I think it's March the 1st, Saturn is going into a retrograde too, into 17 degrees direct, and it's going to move out, and it's going to go into Sagittarius. So it's been in, Saturn's been in squaring Scorpio for quite a while, but now it's going to be moving out, so that's going to be big changes. My moon is in Sagittarius, so it's a great period for me. Everything's clicking into place for me to do great works and change a lot of things and help with a lot of things here. You know, I guess Saturn goes through birthing periods, and, you know, in December it was starting to cross different planets. You know, these Pluto-Uranus square effect been affecting Capricorn, Aries, and Cancer and Libra, you know, the North Node in Scorpio, and it's been an intense time for the last 1.5 years. But, you know, now Saturn is crossing new planets too. There's going to be big changes. I'm thinking Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So intense times are shifting into times that are more changed. They're more maybe in powerful is the word, to be a more powerful time. So Saturn is going, you know, started going into this new territory. And for people that have their signs in these signs, like I just mentioned, you know, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you know, people are having the birthdays in this month, and they're in, you know, those signs from 17 to 23, it's pretty powerful times to them. So all about the Saturn coming forth and being powerful right now. You know, there's a full moon that's squaring Saturn right now, and this Mercury retrograde, and the Sun and Mercury is conjuncting opposite the moon and squaring Saturn. So it's pretty powerful and very creative energy right now. So, you know, we've been preparing ourselves and looking at things and breaking things down, but now we're going into the creative, really changing, really big manifesting time right now. So, you know, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces have to do with the stabilization and universal, how things have been going, but they're shifting. And Cancer and Leo are about the power. So Leo tomorrow is very, very powerful, the full moon in Leo. You know, we were looking at things and how we conform to things and how we can change things and how we can really shift things here. So it may have something to do with really changing the money system. It could completely change overnight how we see money and how money is used. The new moon in Aquarius that happened, that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, triggered, you know, the magic. And, you know, in the pagan Wiccan faith, this is a time of great magic. So, you know, it basically triggered, you know, the third eye and the throat chakra. And the third eye and the forehead chakra are really going to be opening up by April the 21st. And, you know, after February the 18th, a lot of awakening is going to happen, okay? So humanity is going to see things in knowing and be very perceptive because of that connection with Source. You know, up to now, we're opening ourselves up to innovation and science. But, you know, like I was saying, the potatoes, when I was seeing the potatoes, they had seeds on them, sprouts. The seeding that is happening is starting to sprout. The full moon in Leo is a time of new ideas, the sprouting of these ideas, the global and galactic opening and connection with the oneness. And, you know, the Olympics are happening right now, and it all has to do with the alchemy of water and to do with the fire sign, too, because I believe, you know, that the sun is really strong, too. So this Friday, Leo blossoms and causes the blossoming. You know, the lion goes forth, and the feminine lion is the one that does the hunting and does the work, the seed. And it has to do with a great deal to do with feminine energy and imagination. And the Aquarius energy that triggered all this is the strong manifesting energy. And it's going to create something unique and different. And the way we have never seen things. And there are going to be some amazing creations and people that step forward and do amazing things. I talked about that last week. You know, it's about procreation, working together to create something very special. It's about the oneness, that Leo energy, but also maintaining our uniqueness and being able to connect to the whole, like I said, at the same time. It's the strangeness. You know, I was talking about being able to dream the dream. When I woke up, you know, it says it's time to dream the dream. It's time to do the work. It's, you know, we're going to start... Humanity especially are going to start seeing things they normally see in dream time and their wake time. It's living the dream, creating the reality. You know, people have said to me they've seen it, but it's actually about, you know, bringing it forth. You know, the forehead chakra allows us to do that, to coordinate it, to see it, to connect, to have that knowing, to live in love. You know, and it's all about now, tomorrow, about connecting the head and balancing the right and the left sides of the brain and connecting with the heart, with the solar plexus, with the root chakra, with the forehead chakra. It's bringing them all together. So you may feel like your body's doing the loop-de-loop tomorrow. Some people may feel that. You know, people have been feeling that their body's vibrating at a very high rate. Well, you know, you've opened all those chakras and stuff like that. Tomorrow it's going to be all coordinating. It's like the things going into the little chinks, you know, instead of being in linear time and seeing things from a linear perspective, everything is going to be like in a circle and expand, and you'll have all-knowing from every angle, okay? So it's creating and joining all these energies together. You know, we actually change things here. We just don't know it, okay? A lot of people have a lot of negativity. It's important to concentrate and be in that light and live in that love, and you see things in a positive way. You know, Leo full moon is all about experiencing these things. And, you know, the Saturn square that's been going on puts pressure on us to step forward and do that. You know, Leo is going to create something new, and you know, the Aquarius aspect is allowing us it to be original, to be magical. You know, financial and relationships are really going to change. There's going to be a massive change, and this is the test time. You know, the divine energy around us is shifting, and is trying new things, is seeing things, you know, from a more perspective of death or depth, not death, depth and magic, and that, you know, humanity is capable of so much, and, you know, humanity sees themselves as being capable and magical and powerful. You know, with the Leo, it's really going to help. The Saturn in Scorpio, it's strange, but it's truth. It brings out truth and strength and mastery and good things, you know. So it's important to focus on those things. I was working with a lot of dark energy lately, and in a way, the dark was taking my light and was attracted to my light. They have been, but it's like not in an opposition sort of way. In what's the word? Feeling it from like an accompaniment kind of aspect, that it's something that they need to pat, you know, they need to feel it. And, you know, some of the dark needed our light. So if you were able to extend your light, you may be feeling that they took your light, but they didn't take your light. That's just a perception, a distortion. So it's important to feel powerful, to feel your light. And a lot of, I've extended myself to a lot of light workers and said, you know, give me a call or, you know, contact me on Facebook because, you know, I can help you, you know, feel that. You know, we're going into a new paradigm. Starting tomorrow, it's really going to get underway. It's really going to swing into things, you know. We can change things, you know, instantly here. But, you know, if you want to get yourself into the light, into the knowing, into the moment, and feel it, and feel that positive thing, you know, if you get yourself into feeling negativity and stuff, you can pull yourself down. And I was able to see that elevator falling, and see, you know, that humanity can do that so easily. But, you know, they can also pick it up very quickly, too. And, you know, when you see that elevator fall, it kind of gives you a shocked effect and gives you a little jolt and gets you back on track. And a lot of people felt that. It's about positively manifesting and manifesting positively. It's about the seed of the future. It's about stepping up. You know, you may feel a little bit of tension. You may feel that change, the impetus to change, the impetus to shift. You know, that Uranus-Pluto squares allow us to make these things happen. You know, I want to talk a little bit about health and family issues. I've been seeing people around me with, you know, really their health going downhill. It's really important that you release a lot of that karmic energy that you've held within you, the family issues that you held within you, because this is going to make people really, really ill. I went with a friend on Sunday after I went to a nice, really interesting function where I was working with energy that had to do with human slavery and that sort of thing. I was helping raise funds for that, you know, and then I went and helped a friend take his mother and father to a senior's place, and the father didn't really want to be there. And, you know, the balance of energy, to stabilize the energy, the masculine and feminine energy together have to be together. And she wanted to go, but he didn't want to go. But I was seeing it as a time where the distorted masculine energy is kind of revolting, but at the same time, there is some type of knowing and, you know, like the dark and the light and love and fear, they're kind of working together now. You know, the word bullcrap, you know, we must stop the games, the game playing. We must work together. The energies are starting to do it. This full moon is really allowing this to happen. You know, I was seeing mist, the alchemy of change tomorrow, the water and the fire working together too, not opposing each other, but creating a mist. And this mist is alchemical and really going to change things. So, you know, there may be a lot of release of ice and snow tomorrow, an alchemy of change happening. So if you see a lot of mist around, you'll know what that means. Great changes. We've gone, you know, forward and backward, and we go forward again. And it's, you know, about, it's almost like playing hopscotch. You take, take a couple steps forward and then another one, and then you go back a little bit, or playing a game board. You know, you go, please go to jail. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, I wasn't talking about Monopoly, but I was just visualizing this right now. This woman had to take time off and go to jail before she could go ahead. And sometimes, you know, people see it as a time where it's not so nice, but you have to do the work and look within yourself. You may see it as a jail, but it's really releasing and freeing yourself. You know, it's about going beneath the surface, looking at that tension, feeling that tension and embracing it and then releasing it, because it really releases alchemically within us. It's all about the future of the spirit, mind, and the body working together. You know, I was seeing those three sisters that won those medals. They're connecting and working together. It was like unison of three. You know, it's all about the seed of hope right now and putting forth for tomorrow and creative. It's all about that energy. And it's about keeping our faith. You know, I was talking a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the solar plexus energy when I was in Bahamas, that light within us going up into the heart. Well, it's doing that, but it's also the forehead energy and the third eye energy and the throat energy and the upper heart energy and the root chakra energy and the crown chakra. All those energies are merging tomorrow. It's time to begin dreaming the dream. It's time to put forth those intentions for everyone, okay? I do see somebody's called in, so it's area code 661, Fifth Dimensional Living. Diane speaking. Hello?
Oh, hi, Diane. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I actually just didn't know whether my mic was on or not.
Yeah, I can hear you. What's
okay.
Your name?
My name's Sandra.
Oh, hi, Sandra.
Hi.
What would you like to ask, or do you have a question?
Well, I've done a lot of work on myself, and I just have I know I had an encounter as a child, and I know it keeps resonating through me. And
was it a negative or a positive one?
It was a negative. It was the Browns.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression.
And I've just learned, I'm learning a new modality of healing, which is called forensics. And I just, what has come up is that it keeps, like, I know I have to clear all of this energy. And I know that they implanted me and my children. And I'm just, but I'm fighting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they know they're not supposed to be doing those sorts of things, so have they been around
yeah.
lately?
They were around my daughter a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't know about me. And my other daughter, my one daughter is very in tune. And my other daughter has blinders on. And
well, the thing about that they've been, I talked a little bit about it on the show last week. I don't know if you listened to the show last week.
No, I didn't. No.
I and then maybe a little bit before that on the other show. They are curious because they're actually children of humanity. A lot of people think we're children of them, but it's the other way around. Of, you know, actually the Octorians are the children of the ancient ones, and the other beings are children of humanity, the way the original humanity, okay? And they know that humanity is going through an ascension, so they want to see what's going on, and they want to check what's going on.
Okay.
Within. And that's why they've been doing a lot of these things. But, you know, not all of them have been doing that, but they know they're not supposed to be doing that. So there's this great payment that they will have to pay by doing that.
Okay.
Which means that their energy won't continue. It'll be used and go on somewhere else.
Okay.
But
okay.
You're not really concerned with that. You're concerned with what's going on and the energy they have within you. Tomorrow is a very powerful day. It's a high alchemy,
okay,
high energy day tomorrow. And I would say for you to put out the intention right away, or just see yourself as releasing all that within your family and within yourself.
Okay.
Because they basically have no hold on us. It's just when we feel like they do that they can.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've worked with a few people that have had this difficulty, and you know, I put angelic energy around too. Just
okay.
Also put angels around you.
Okay.
But I see them.
I've had a lot of angel friends.
Yeah. I do see, you know, that you do have them there now.
Well, I think they've been, from my understanding, is that, and that they have been protecting me all along, which, you know, has been awesome. And whether it's from this energy or not, I'm not sure, but...
Well, you know, just see yourselves as, you know, living, you know, we need to begin to dream the dream. You might as well start today. See yourself in that reality. See that reality around you. You know, it is around us. We're just multidimensional. We're just, well, I see myself in all these dimensions and stuff, but a lot of humanity only sees themselves in this realm. Okay? But
yes.
See yourself as... So 3D is a reflection of fifth dimension. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just see yourself in the fifth dimension.
Okay.
And live that reality. I don't know if you know very much about fifth dimensional consciousness.
Working on it. Not per se. No, I don't really know a lot about it.
Well, the main thing is to live in the now. To not
dwell
on the past or the future. To see the beauty and feel love with everything and feel connection. You know, and no judgment. Even though these beings have done what they've done, you know, it's just leaving that behind. And seeing connection with all that is part of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you live in that way. It's very magical, and you can manifest unbelievably.
Well, I do, actually, I do, Diane. I do live in the now, and I don't...
That's good.
It was just in this analysis that I had today, and my archetype is that that came up that I was disconnected. Well, I keep getting disconnected. I have, you know, in the past, but
Well, that's what happened this week with humanity. They disconnected and they fell in consciousness. And I was able to shift that, and that actually they touched another reality that they should have touched, that they didn't have access to because they fell. So sometimes when we fall, it triggers us to have even more frequency, okay? So don't look at it as a negative thing.
Okay.
Or this disconnection. Okay. When you feel that disconnection, it causes you to say, hey, I'm disconnected and I want to be connected. And then when you connect, it's even more powerful. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look at it in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's amazing lately how many light workers have been contacting me and saying, you know, I feel like I'm hit rock bottom and I don't know what's going on. A lot of their guides have left, but it's because, you know, humanity is opening up that extra flap in the forehead chakra, which connects them to knowing and to source totally. And they know if they hang around, it's going to prevent people from, maybe not prevent, but slow it down. And this is a time of great impetus and change. And when we kind of get a little slap and we kind of go down a bit, it causes us to go the other way. It's like, because there is still polarity here, to go more back into, that connection with Source, God, and everyone.
Well, you know, Diane, what had happened for me, and I knew I'd had an ET experience as a child, and
I have too, by the way.
Yeah, and were they the grays or were they the, like, because my healer I go to. Because
they were curious. I've even had, them sitting in the corner at night. They still do once in a while. And they're watching.
These ones,
but they're afraid of me.
These ones used to chase me around the ceiling in my room every night as a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And so what I found out from, and I wondered why I always had a hard time concentrating, and a fellow told me that my crown chakra was wide open, and that they had, I knew they had implanted me, and and that there was radiation in my brain, and so that all has been healed.
Have you had any problems with tumors in the brain or anything like that?
No, I didn't
friend
have
of mine,
any of that.
When they contacted us one time, she actually has had three brain tumors, and she doesn't remember, even though there's been times where I've talked to her, she doesn't remember seeing them.
Oh. Well, this fellow said to me, he said to me, he said about going crazy. He said, he said to me he said, I'm surprised, like, he didn't exactly say that you went crazy, but it was like, I said, you know what, there were times that I did feel like I was going crazy, especially if you had any alcohol, right? And and it just...
the memories would come back, right?
I don't know. It was just something took over me.
But could I say something?
Healed. Yes.
Yeah? It's important to look at those things and acknowledge them, and then just you have to let them go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because,
well, I have now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because what it's going to do is going to pull you back into lower consciousness. And you don't want that.
No.
You want to keep yourself in higher consciousness.
Yeah, no, I'm glad it's over, and I'm just explaining it that I feel relieved to have found this out, and and you're right. I mean, I feel like I can move forward now, and
it's time to move forward.
Absolutely.
And you can create you can recreate your reality, just don't have them in your reality.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't choose to anyway. So.
Yeah, so that's easy then. And tomorrow, it's going to really start manifesting for people. You may have noticed people already starting to say, hey, I'm not going to take this anymore. People around the world, right? Mm-hmm. I was just going to say there's an article called Revolution and Revelation, and it's, you know, about these Pluto squares are showing what's going on within humanity, how they're expanding and changing. And it shows it in charts and everything else, but it's not so much what's going on in on the stars that's changing us. It's what's going on within us that's showing around us, because what we have inside of us is manifest around us. So we are changing things just by shifting our energy within.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So humanity is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
They've just, you know, been held back and got caught into this distortion. And, you know, some beings in the past have taken advantage of it, but that's not, it's not to happen. And it's,
well,
you know, things are really going to...
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think it's awesome, you know, like, you know, that it's timing, like it was the right time for me. I do feel a real shift in my perception and, you know, and moving forward is, you know, very positive. I can let all that go and then just move forward with the future. And I agree with you, putting all of that behind me and manifesting what it is that I choose to manifest. Can't actually hear you. It's all garbled.
Well, there must be something. You don't want me to say this. Hello. I think maybe it's gone. Air right now, the keynote assertion of the feminine and the power of the female sun, cycle of the power year round. You know, the sun's going to be very strong tomorrow, and also the water element and the Leo. Keynote assertion of the feminine, the power of the female sun, cycle of power year-round. The lion is the second largest member of the cat family. The traits of the cat should be studied in general, for the lion embodies many of them, makes its home on the savannas of Africa, and those with the totem should do well to study the significance of the savannas. The lion's main prey is the antelope and should be studied as well. The lion has been symbolic of a variety of energies throughout the years. It is a symbol of the sun and gold. It was a symbol of the sun god Mithra. And the Egyptians believed that the lion presided over the annual floods of the Nile. Early Christians believed it to be the earthly opponent of the eagle. The medieval alchemists associated with the fixed element of sulfur, and the young lion was seen as a symbol of the rising sun and all implied by it. The lion is usually among members of the cat family in that it will live in the groups called prides. If a lion shows up as a totem, you can expect lessons and issues dealing with community and groups to surface. There may be a need to examine your own role in the group. Within the pride, the females are the best hunters. Although most lions are clumsy hunters by themselves, they have developed an excellent cooperative hunting technique. The females, though, do most of the hunting and the rearing of the cubs. The lion cubs lead a relatively carefree existence. Their parents are patient and affectionate with the cubs, and most individuals with lions as totems will find these same qualities develop within themselves. I'm reading this from 283 of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. The males are noticeable in their large mane. They do very little work. They're passionate, express jealousy of the lioness. They protect the pride against the predators. You know, there has to be cooperation with the masculine and the feminine. When hunting, they use the roar to scare away prey toward the waiting lioness. If a male lioness showed up in your totem, you may need to examine your usefulness within group or community in your life. Do you need to be more than you are? Do you need to be more protective? Do you need to cooperate more? The lion does not fight for the sake of fighting. It avoids confrontations and will leave the scene of the danger if possible. This is a tactic to keep in mind if the lion is your totem. Lions also hunt primarily by stealth, and more commonly a method of killing is strangulation. This technique is something for those with the totem to practice developing when pursuing new endeavors and objectives in any area of life. Be stealthy for the greatest success. The idea of the young lion being associated with the rising sun is very significant. Since the females of the pride do most of the work, it usually reflects the idea of the raising of the feminine energies. The sun has not always been masculine symbol. It gives birth to new days, and it nurtures and warms life. Thus, it is not stretching the correlation to see the lion as the assertion of the feminine energy to bring forth birth and new power. When the lion has shown up, there will be opportunity to wake up to new sun. Trust your feminine energies, creative, intuitive, and imagination. You know, like I was talking about, these will add up a new sunshine to your life. Don't be afraid to roar and feel if you feel threatened or intruded upon. You know, we have magic. We have magical abilities. We can shift what goes on within us, you know. We can do a lot right now. I just want to go quickly into the chat room. Sandra's saying she's a Leo, and thank you, Diane. So hopefully people maybe still be able to hear me, but if you can't, this is going to be archived, and hopefully I'm still talking and you're able to still hear me. Angel numbers. I wanted to talk about angel numbers. Angel number 508. Number 508 is a blend of vibrations and attributes of number 5, number 0, and number 8. Number 5 resonates with major life changes, making important choices and decisions, promotion, advances, adaptability, versatility, personal freedom, and individuality, life lessons. So we're going through big changes, making important choices, but doing it with freedom and individuality. Life lessons are learned through experience and resourcefulness. Number 0 magnifies and amplifies the vibrations of the number it appears with and carries with it the influence of the God force and universal energies. Number 0 relates to developing one's spiritual aspects and considered to represent the beginning of a spiritual journey and highlights the uncertainties that may entail. Number 8 brings it vibrations of manifesting wealth and abundance. And self-confidence, personal authority, discernment, and discretion, achieving success, giving and receiving inner wisdom, and serving humanity. Number 8 is also a number of karma, the universal spiritual law of cause and effect. So, you know, karma is being changed tomorrow. 508 is a number of tomorrow. Angel number 508 suggests the changes you have made in your life, you're considered making. It will ensure that the positive abundance and prosperity will freely flow, ensuring that all your needs are taken care of. You're being fully supported, encouraged, and guided by the angels through the support through important life changes you're experiencing. Trust that a steady flow of financial support and abundance will enter your life. And trust that, you know, you can manifest all amazing things around yourself. You know, don't focus on the negative things. You know, like the lady was talking about that were in her life. She's focusing on more positive things, shifting things. That's really important right now because whatever we think about inside of ourselves, we manifest around us. Trust that the steady flow of financial support and abundance will enter your life and expect wonderful blessings and rewards. You know, angel number 508 also helps and tells you that making changes in regards to how you derive and earn an income will ensure future material and monetary success. You know, we're going to change the way we see money. We're going to change the way, you know, how we manifest and bring things into our life. You know, money may even disappear. This may involve changing your career, a promotion, new opportunities, expand your own business ideas. If you have been receiving intuitive messages, prompts and urges to begin your own spiritually based business, career, or practice, now is the time. And last week I was talking about how many people are really shifting and opening themselves up to divine service and doing this. Invest in yourself and your well-being to ensure that you function at your optimum in all ways in your life. We create our own realities with our thoughts, beliefs, and actions. So use your personal strengths and a positive attitude. It's really important right now. And progressive action. You know, that water sign in Aquarius and all those things I was talking about. And also, you know, the fire sign and the alchemy of the sun working together causes, you know, transmutation and big, big changes, especially, you know, in how we connect to Source and to God and how we open ourselves up and expand ourselves. And progressive action or to reap rewards of all kinds in your life. When you're ready to make positive changes in your life, you attract whatever you need to help you. You know, and it says angel number 508 relates to number 4 because when you add them all up together, it becomes angel number 4. But you can look that up and find out what that means for yourself, okay? So it does, relate to a lot of the things that I was talking about. I'm going to just put that in the chat room. Somebody says they're number 4, so they're hearing me. That's a good thing. In the moment, I talk about things that relate to people in the moment. And that's what I was seeing. I was seeing the two potatoes coming together, and I was seeing the 404 and the 104 becoming the 508. You know, that's the alchemy that I do, the alchemy of change. And also to let people know, especially if there's ancient ones listening, the ancient ones were going to 300 and they were going to, I think, 401 or 404. But now they're going to 508 strands of DNA. That's what I'm getting. Herbs for the stomach and for ulcers. You know, people use dandelions with, you know, stomach ulcers that are a result of bacterial stuff. But also, it's potatoes are really good for this. You know, I was reading somewhere that to kill a bacteria and not to have to take drugs, you can take the drugs along with this too if your doctor has ordered that. Get a food grater and grate a large potato as finely as possible. And then you can also grate a little bit of cabbage in it too if you want. And let them sit. And then when the liquid starts to collect, you know, when you make cabbage, you sometimes notice this liquid condense. Use your hand or put it in a cheesecloth and squeeze and get all the liquid out of the potato and take, you know, throw away the pulp and keep the liquid. And, you know, don't use the juicer, though, because it affects the ability for the healing ability. And, you know, it says that there's plant starches that you don't get when you use a juicer or a fruit. It says a fruit processor is okay, though. So put the liquids in separate jars in the refrigerator and take 1 to 3 tablespoons 2 to 3 times a day. And if more severe symptoms, the larger, more frequent the dose should be. You know, I've heard of so many people lately having severe stomach reaction. And it's what I think it is the solar plexus energy is moving. And the body is still holding a lot of karmic stuff. And so the body reacts, and then, you know, it's the immune system, maybe not what it should be. So, you know, try the potato. And also, like I was saying, the alchemy of the potato is for it to sprout and create a whole new thing, a whole new plant. I wanted to go to the monthly horoscope, the full moon in Leo. This is darkstarastrology.com, and I did talk about this a couple of weeks ago. I think I mentioned this. The full moon in Leo, the February 14th full moon, is at 26, something say. Another one say it's 23. But it says Leo is an alphard in Hydra, the water snake. Happy Valentine's Day with hydrotherapy. So that's more water there, alchemy of water. Well, this is one in fun because of the moon sextile Mars. This is an extreme passionate aspect, but it does not need to express this energy physically or sexually. Otherwise, anger management can become a problem. You know, I've been having people ask me very sexual questions lately, too, or express themselves that way with me, and I just see myself as a reflection of what's going on right now. So I don't take it personally. But it's saying that this Hydra energy can be a steamy one. You remember I was talking about the sun and the Leo energy and the water alchemy? when they hit each other, it became steam, and it causes the alchemy of transmutation. Mood can change very quickly, but the frantic tide can be very creative. With Moon, Sextile, Mars, we can be very passionate about our artistic products. And it's a time of very high creative things going on, too. And it's about projecting them into the world. Like the Leo energy is to have that, not a fear to do it, to... The Moon opposite Mercury surface in an internal battle between the logical mind and the gut instinct. You know, when I was talking about the gut being upset and the potato helping with that. You know, the potato is the cool energy, the liquid energy, the healing energy, helping the heat, the heat of the gut, the internal heat within us. You know, I talked about last week about how when people went into ascension, they got so much heat in their body they internally combust and became, you know, ascended masters or whatever. But now we're able to exist in physical form and ascend at the same time just because of the balance, what we're doing inside of ourselves. Yeah, but the restlessness creates a very driven personality, is constantly in a state of flux like the tides. Washing in and out. So, you know, this is going to be a really high energy time. Wouldn't surprise me if the tides are going to be, you know, washing out. I put the intention that it does not affect places like England where it's been really stormy and the water's level's been raising up. So driven like Mars aspect to the Moon and artistic too, but Mercury is retrograde right now. So that's something important that we're looking within ourselves and seeing that artistic ability and working with that artistic ability and recreating with that germination energy, that alchemy of change, and we're releasing it with the Leo energy. You know, it says that the Mercury retrograde now is so trickster but out to play. But it's wanting to play. It's wanting to do this. Usually the combination of logic, intuition is this great common sense, but the artistic right brain Mercury with a dreamy full moon is going to take us to very surreal and magical place. And I was talking about that. This is going to be a very magical time, high manifestation time. So put out all your intentions tomorrow. Even start doing it now. You know, why not do it now? Thoughts are things we can conjure ourselves, that beautiful domestic arrangement. But think of all the positive things you want and the changes that we want and the bringing heaven here. You know, heaven is here, but we can make it more manifest for more people and connect ourselves. You know, tomorrow we're going to connect ourselves with more people. Our energy is going to be felt with more people. We want to shine in the light. We want to have this manifestation energy shining as highly as it can. So I'm going to put out the intention that tomorrow is going to be a high manifestation time, but for positive things, they're going to shift and make humanity go forward and really cause the ascension to really propel itself with that horse energy and with no fear with the Leo energy and with the Mercury energy, you know, setting it off. Everything is working together. And all those chakras opening up and connecting to source at the same time grounding and us opening up our heart energy. You know, she says here, the moon will give us a great sense of humor, which, as I said earlier in the month, we're really going to need. So it's going to make us happy, too. It's important to stay happy. A good sense of the absurd is required more now than ever since Mercury is forcing us to look at things through rose-colored glasses. You know, it's really funny. I went out the other day and I bought some sunglasses and they're rose-colored. And I've been looking at the color rose and I've been seeing the color rose around us. It's not that the energy is clouding things and making us see through rose-colored glasses. It's doing the exact opposite. It's making us see what we do have here. Because it's the absurd. Sometimes the absurd could be even opposite. You know, we have a watery moon ahead. The energy of and the alchemy of this moon. The Jupiter square Uranus is a month's big aspect. It makes a T-square to Uranus Pluto square. This suggests people really losing patience with restrictions. So people are going to say, hey, I don't want to have these restrictions. I can do, and nothing's impossible. I think about all the possibilities, but also meaning seeking a change just for the heck of it, not knowing when it will take place. You know, it's saying, hey, you know, this stuff hasn't worked for us, and we're looking at this in the retrograde, and we're saying to ourselves, hey, let's just do this. Why not? Let's go for it. Robert Hahn says, this aspect in the transit can be a bolt out of the blue, lucky chance or change in fortune, a sudden opportunity that changes your life. But also, there's a strong tendency to be, you know, you could have some negativity, but I'm putting the intention that everybody be positive with their manifestations and it be to the good of humanity and be the good to the ascension and to bring heaven here and make it seem there or make it actually be there. Begin to dream the dream. Have the dream be there. You know, it's not just about dreaming the dream or thinking about the dream. It's about actually beginning to dream the dream. So Mercury retrograde is in the mix too. It's certainly time of constant change when you probably come, but to maintain restraint and not move impulsively lest you ruin the chance of a much needed freedom. That's pretty amazing, some of this energy that's going on. You know, I did talk about the new moon in Aquarius last week, and you know, just it's just really a magical thing that's ignited all this. So It's pretty amazing things that are happening right now, and it's taken us right up to that Uranus-Pluto square that's, you know, going to be happening in April 21st. So, you know, see yourself as being magical. See yourself as being able to open yourself up to new things, amazing stuff, okay? This Uranus-Pluto square that's happening on the 21st, 2014. With this Pluto square, the accumulation point has been reached. By the way, I can hear that person on the line still because I couldn't get you off. With this square, the accumulation point has been reached. Breakthrough is imminent. This is the first meeting in the separation phase of scene and proceed from the heliocentric perspective. So we've gone past the midpoint and we're going into a whole new phase and opening ourselves up. So up to November the 31st, 2013, the experience was of compression and contraction. Now, during this aspect phase, key word is release. And, you know, that has to do with igniting tomorrow of and the release and the Leo phase of this, too. And the Aquarius release of water. The two planets, Jupiter and Mars, energies are tightly interwoven through Uranus-Pluto matrix, forming a grand square. This is the most powerful. And, you know, and try to put it all together to create what, you know, is going on right now. Somebody's just put in the chat. Oh, wait a minute. It's not letting me post it. There we go. That's the site. Sandra 55 says she plans to open a healing center. Yeah, people, I see in the future that's where, you know, healing lies. There's going to be great healing centers. There's going to be a lot of great changes and a lot of things going on that are pretty amazing. Let me see. I wanted to talk a little bit more about potatoes, if I can find this thing I had about potatoes. It's 12:22. You know, multiples of 8, 2, and I'm just going down here. I've been seeing stuff about lentils lately, too, so I'm going to read about this. You see or eat lentils in your dream represents your roots and your connection to humanity, so that's important right now. Alternatively, lentils symbolize fertility or immortality, and that's changing within humanity too. Life is becoming extended. Life and death are becoming more balanced. So I'm going to head down to potato, see what it says here. To see potatoes in your dream represents your earthiness and simplicity. Alternatively, the dream also be a metaphor that you're being a couch potato or you're being lazy. I was seeing it as an alchemy, you know, in the form of the fluid within the potato and the eye of the potato. It says, to see or eat mashed potatoes in your dreams suggests you're experiencing concerns over financial matters. So maybe, you know, potatoes also means there's going to be change in the financial system on the planet, because I was seeing, you know, two separate ones, they were becoming one. So, some, you know, the polarity of of the way we see things or the financial situation is going to be coming to a head or coming together. You know, potatoes have these eyes on them. You know, eyes represent the third eye, change, seeing things beyond this reality, all those sorts of things. You know, we're creating, we're recreating heaven on earth here right now, but we're also, you know, looking at things that haven't worked in 3D, and we're seeing, you know, we're not seeing the reflection anymore. We're seeing the true reality through the haze of the mist. Actually, the mist is what's allowing us, the alchemy of the water and the fire is allowing us to see beyond this reality, see that we really do have heaven around us. You know, ascension just means that we're expanding our energy and we're opening ourselves up and connecting to source again. It doesn't mean we're going to fly off and, you know, or humanity is going to fly off. But I don't want to rule that out either. You never know. It's to enter a higher plane of existence, to exist out of time and space, and to reach heaven. You know, it's our ascension time is our time. It's our creative time. We're part of the creative energy of Source. It's about creating heaven on earth right now. We can change everything here overnight. We go into fifth dimensional consciousness. We can create and manifest instantly. I've seen it happen. I've thought about things and I come home and it's there, or people knock on the door. I think about having chocolate. Somebody comes to the door is delivering me a box of chocolate. I say to my plant, you can, you don't have to be white this year, you can be red this year. I've changed the colors of plants. I've done all sorts of things. You know, it's not, you know, I am magical in some ways, you know, because I live in that consciousness, but all of us can do that, and we get our frequency high enough. We change ourselves crystalline within. We manifest instantly. I talked about the alchemy of water last week, and I've talked about it in other shows. When we become crystalline within and our water is crystalline, we can manifest instantly. You know, it's all about seeing it and feeling it and experiencing it. And these things that are manifesting around us in the planetary alignments are just showing what's going on within us. You know, our DNA is shifting, our chakra system and our energy system's changing. This can only happen if we begin to dream the dream, but not within dream time. It's within our reality. You know, we can do it in dream time, and our dreams are becoming more conscious, and we're remembering them, and we can be lucid within our dream time and shift things around and manipulate them, but we can also do that in our wake time too, and that's really amazing. You know, people say to me, why do we choose to stay here on Earth? Well, the thing is, this is the point of all creation. Earth is where humanity, the original human, 12-strand DNA, which is going beyond that, was created. So, you know, everyone in the universe knows this is the center of the universe, and this is where change happens, especially, you know, in the lower realms, like 3D. You know, even though we've experienced, 3D and polarity, and some of us haven't liked it, we've experienced things to the extreme, which makes us, you know, see things and say, hey, you know, balance now. And I want to have the balance. I don't like those extremes, even though I felt them and I felt more emotion. You know, sometimes going down allows us to really appreciate what we had, okay? And I think in a way that'll keep us there because we'll have memory, you know. But in the moment that we, you know, have that point happen, there will be memory in the book of life. So we're moving from one level to another. We're just going back. It's always been here. You know, we don't have to die to go to heaven anymore, okay? Heaven is here. We don't need to leave our bodies to travel to a better place. We can keep the physical plane and the physical body by raising consciousness, but with balance, you know? It's all about balancing, you know, the earth, wind, fire, and water, and going into that fifth element. And I carry that energy for the fifth element of balance, okay? And it involves balance. So people that ascend will not disappear from our existence. You know, you may see people kind of not be there for bits and pieces of time, but the more that do that, you know, it's possible for us to create a different experience. And, you know, people who, they can do that without the body, they can have that experience too. And like I said, you know, Shirley Temple Black and Sid Caesar made that choice. You know, we see these things as two different realities, but maybe they're both interacting, and we just have to see that. And we can kind of mush them together, like the two potatoes that I was pushing, you know, like I wasn't pushing together, they just flowed together. You know, if people do choose to stay in that 3D realm, you know, they may not be able to see people that are in that other realm, though, okay? I just wanted to make that clear to you. So anybody that's keeping themselves in low frequency, it's important right now to get yourself into that high frequency. And but it's about free choice right now. And it's about, you know, making that choice to have ascension with the body experience. You can do that. And it's about the alchemy of change, the alchemy to begin to dream the dream and to see yourself in fifth dimension instead of saying, oh, we're going to go into fifth dimension. See yourself as already being there. You know, people see it as going from one state of consciousness to another. We exist multidimensionally. We're in that state of consciousness. We just maybe not aware of it because we're so entrenched and separated in 3D, or some people have been. You know, it's time to take in more light. It's time to see yourself for the magical being that you are. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience, and we can have that, you know, spiritual thing with the physical. We can have both. You know, you heard people say, well, you know, you can't have it all. But you can. You know, when you manifest and you see yourself in that way, you can do that. You know, living in the moment is how we do it, and living through our heart. I don't mean like the human heart. I mean the heart through source, the heart that we connect through. You know, a lot of people say, you know, there's a brain in the heart. There's brain tissue in the heart and in the stomach. You know, which came first? Did the heart have the brain and the brain was created after? I think so. You know, we came into 3D and the brain formed and things shifted. It's just about discovering, like I was talking, discovering, you know, going forth and having that Leo aspect and being that intuitive part, the part of the horse and other aspects of the animals around us. You know, when you see animals around you, they're totems that let you know what's going on within you, okay? And it's all about being open to this. And connecting and opening up the higher chakras and connecting with God, but also keeping grounded in the earth, because we do manifest in a physical form by having our root chakra open and being, you know, the chakras in our feet that connect to the earth. So, you know, there are going to be changes in the DNA just to be able to do this alchemy with the water and the heat within us. But, you know, in the etheric body, the DNA, that's where it's activated, the extra strands of DNA. Anyway, you know, you may start to see little golden squiggles when you're in vision or you have your eyes shut. This is just your DNA being activated. And, you know, it gives you new gifts, gives you new abilities. It allows your chakras to expand. You know, it's pretty amazing. And it also is like a little ladder, a little connection opens and reconnects you to the fifth dimension, opens up that forehead chakra and the other chakras and the crown chakra for you to connect to source. It's all a process, but the heart opens up first. The upper heart is triggered and opened up. And, you know, living in the moment and living fifth dimensional consciousness, it's living in positiveness, living in love, you know, that's why that upper heart has to open first before the other things happen. It's all a process, and it's kind of a safeguard too, that people that do that get to go. Okay, so these extra strands of DNA that, you know, people said, well, we don't know what they're for. they're the key to ascension. You know, I've talked about that before. And, you know, it's all encoded into these spiritual aspects of our DNA and in our energy field. And they just need to be connected. Just as, you know, the brain, when we go into fifth dimensional consciousness, the left and right part of the brain function and become as one. You know, I did, you know, I've done brain tests and stuff like that. My right and left side of my brain function, you know, in unison. They work together. And all these memories have been with us all along, you know, encoded in the DNA. And, you know, we have been multidimensional all this time. It's just that, you know, polarity and being in 3D, many of us have been focused in the material and physical part and have lost awareness of that, okay? But it's also important now, besides the, you know, the spiritual and the higher chakras, we need to be grounded in our bodies because we are shifting with the physical body, okay? And also, on Earth and in the heaven that we create around us, we manifest from this root and sacral chakras things that come from the Earth. You know, so many people have been told to focus on, you know, the crown chakra and third eye, but it's important for us to focus on these lower chakras right now to bring creation, to bring heaven to earth right now. You know, some people are being called to eat meat and root vegetables. It's just to help ground you and help reconnect your energy back into the earth because it's very important right now. And also the grounding also activates the DNA too, okay? So, you know, humanity has had 7 chakras open, a lot of them, but with all these activations, there are going to be 12 chakras activated after, you know, this Uranus-Pluto squares happen all the way to 2015. And humanity is going to go beyond 12 chakras, even up to 36 chakras, even higher. It depends on, you know, what you purpose and what intentions you put out. So, you know, the heart chakra and the thymus chakra have started opening up for a lot of people. And I have some, I can feel, you know, the thymus is expanded. You know, when we're children, the thymus is large, and then it kind of shrinks. Mine has actually expanded. And when this does this, it actually helps your immune system, and you don't get sick like you did before, you know, when you're existing in 3D. Some people, you know, I've been helping people open up their heart chakras, and, you know, sometimes they feel pressure in their chest or feel like they're having a heart attack. And some people see it as lime green, and some people see, you know, as a bluey green. So, you know, this is opening up for a lot of people right now. And I did talk about the nose chakra and the lip chakra, but you can see them from the back of the head. And these chakras are part of the ascension process, and there's chakras all over the place in the body that are opening up now too. And, you know, liver, spleen, and, you know, there's chakras above the crown too, and there's ones above that. So there's new chakras opening up all the time for people in the ascension process, and the energy is expanding. So it would stand to reason when we're expanding like that, things shift within the physical form too. But it's all ignited and activated by opening that upper heart. And, you know, I've noticed a lot of men are becoming more emotional. And, you know, the high heart chakra also connects us to the knowing. That's why I say, you know, with the forehead, you know, connect all these different chakras together. I talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago that, you know, the high heart chakra, the throat chakra, the, you know, the mouth one will activate, the nose, the third eye, the forehead, the crown. They're all in tune with each other, and this helps us connect to the inner knowing and really connect to source. So there's a lot of many, you know, we're still in the physical aspect. And, you know, I've talked about the crystalline changing the matrix of the system on the Earth. The Earth is shifting too, but it's already gone to fifth dimensional. We just, you know, a lot of people just haven't seen it. Anyway, I think I talked a lot about that. I just want to see what else I can talk about. Oh, yeah, the meaning of number 23. I will read about the number 23 because I think that number is pretty important right now, too. Angel number 23, especially in April, too, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd are really high energy times. Angel number 23 is made of energies and attributes of 2 and number 3. And when they're joined together, they also make 5, which is the ascension number. And when you see groups of 5-5 or 5-5-5, it just means, you know, that humanity is going into God consciousness. So number 2 resonates with duality and balance, diplomacy and cooperative faith and trust, duality and service, and your divine life purpose and soul mission. So you're balancing. You're looking at duality in this retrograde, and you're creating balance within yourself. You know, once some of us do it, you know, we're all doing it right now. And so it's about your divine life purpose and soul mission. So you're looking at that. Number 3 brings a vibration of joy and optimism. And these are really important right now, especially tomorrow. Live in your joy. Live in the moment. Live in optimism. And manifest from that aspect of self-expression and creativity, expansion, growth, encouragement, assistance, and manifesting. And manifestation, number 3, also relates to the Ascended Masters. They're here right at this time, you know, and they're becoming, they can reintegrate into physical form themselves. This makes 23 a number of duality, charismatic, communication, and society, you know, like the number 2 and 3, and then joining together become 5, the balance. Angel number 23 is a message that angels and ascended masters are assisting you with maintaining your faith and trust in the universe as you work diligently to manifest your highest desires and aspirations. So really high manifestation number. And when you think about it, 14 tomorrow, when you add those two numbers up, what does it create? 5, right? Really high God consciousness, heart consciousness, expansion, shifting, ascension number. When feeling doubt or ask your angels for help and guidance, they're always with you. Number 23 is a message encouraging you to use your natural abilities, talents, and creativity to bring joy and happiness to your life and to the life of others. Communicate honestly and openly with others and strive to help others in your daily life. What you put out to the universe comes back to you, so keep a positive attitude and optimistic outlook to ensure that all your life remains balanced and harmonious. The repeating angel number 23 is a reminder that your angels, archangels, and ascended masters are always available to help support and guide and assist you. They may be standing in the background right now because they know that you have to step out on your own, and that Leo is the aspect of you stepping, the Leo 1-4, stepping out, okay? Anyway, so I talked about a lot of different things on the show today. Talked about, you know, how the energy is shifting, how humanity is expanding, and how, you know, tomorrow is going to be a really strong energy day. So much love, and I will talk to you soon. See you next week at 11 a.m. Thursday for Fifth Dimensional Living. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and mind always be open to experiencing a greater world.